Okay, Rabbi Sai, Baruch Hashem, we're zoiche to start once again Masechtas Chulin. We missed that Masechta now for the last 7.5 years, and Baruch Hashem, back to a beautiful, beautiful Masechta. And we start off the Mishnah, Hakol Shochtin Ushchitason Ksheira. Hakol Shochtin, everybody's allowed to go and shecht. Gemara will ask, Hakol Asuye Mai. Whenever you see an expression, Hakol, it always comes to tell you something in addition. So everybody's allowed to go and shecht, and their shechita is kosher. The Gemara is immediately going to ask that this seems to be inconsistent in style, because hakol shochtin is lechatchila. In other words, you have a room of 1,000 people. Who's allowed to shecht? Everybody can shecht here in lechatchila. Ushchitas ksheira sounds like nah, don't shecht lechatchila. But if you shecht, okay, b'diavad b'shas abchak, so good. So make up your mind. Is it lechatchila? Is it b'diavad? And that's going to be the first kasha of the Gemara as we start. You're probably thinking to yourself, now who could the hakol shochtin include? Does that include, for instance, women? Can women go and shecht? Is a woman allowed to go and shecht? It sounds like a chas shum. Anyway, if you look at the tab toises over here, tab toises brings from an old cipher, k'sev behilchis eretz Yisrael. This was written already before the Rambam and before Rabbi Kiv Eigen, before Chassam Toifer. An alta cipher called Hilchis Eretz Yisrael. The noshim lo yishchetu and they shadat and kalos. Because dat and kalos, it doesn't mean chas shum that they have any their mental capacity is different than a man's. What it means is that they naturally have a tremendous degree of sentiment and emotion, and when they see a behema getting slaughtered and the dam spurting out and the animal dying, you know, it could affect them emotionally, and therefore sinish, they shouldn't go and shecht. However, says Toys Ve'Einera, Tafil B'Mukdajin Shoich Lechatchila, even by Kodshim they are allowed to go and shecht Lechatchila. In fact, we're going to have this Toys is bringing from Daf Lamed Aleph. We're going to have this on the Amud Beis that even women can go and shecht Kodshim, just like Shechita Ksheira Bizar, Shechita Ksheira Bizarah. Even by a Mrs. Zar. Which we'll see that on the day. So anyways, you have a machloikis whether or not women should or should not go and check. Continue with the Mishnah. Chutz b'sheich v'gesh v'zult
tizom rebellion. I mentioned months ago, back in the 50s, Sender bought some things from an Italian Jewish family in Israel, and the mother was a sheikh. And when they moved to Israel in the 50s from Italy, local rabbanim found out, and they had her come in, and they gave her kapala, but only to shecht for her mishpacha, she just took a freifus.
I see.
But she was a shecht. In Italy, women shechted.
Okay.
So it's not to make the most dealers, but to the war, they did it there.
Good. Okay. Yeah, very interesting. Anyway, so getting back to the Mishnah, everybody can shecht, and the shechita is kosher, chutz with the exception of chay b'shoit v'kotten. Why because since they don't know old halachas and they're la b'nei dayaninhu, so they might go and ruin the shechita. We'll talk about that more on the Amud Beis. And finally, the kulan shishachtu and everybody that shechted, v'achem roin oisan and others are oimer al gabon. In other words, there is a mashkiach tamidi, so to speak, to make sure that everything is done perfectly. Shechita is kosher. Now the question is, what is that the kulan sheshachtu referring to? So normally a person would say it's probably referring back to the chayyus shaytiv katan, because those are the only guys who are no good; they're ineligible.
That's what it appears,
and therefore it's saying, yeah, but if achem rein agabah rein oisan, then shechita sekshayim. However, linguistically or textually, we have a problem, because why does it say v'kulan sheshachtu? It should simply say v'im shachtu. In other words, hakol ksheirim chutz v'cheshet v'katan v'im shachtu v'diavad if they shechted and achim rein oisan shechitas ksheir. That's logically what the Mishnah should have said if the kulan is referring to cheirish shoit v'katan. So if it's not referring to, so what is it referring to? After all, everybody is kosher. So what's the kulan sheshachtu shechitas ksheir v'diavad? Mishnah will discuss this. All of these points will be discussed in the Gemara. So we start off again. The Mishnah said hakol shochtin, the shechitas and ksheira. Zokti Gemara hakol shochtin. That sounds like lechatchila. The word shechitas and ksheira sounds like b'diavad. So make up your mind. Is it lechatchila? Is it b'diavad? Now what the Gemara is going to do before answering the question, the Gemara is going to challenge this premise that whenever it says hakol, that it means lechatchila. Is omalei Rav Acha bereid the Rav Ravashi v'chol hakol lechatchilahu? Wherever the Mishnah or the Gemara or the the Masechta starts off with the word Hakoil, are you automatically going to assume it's Lechatchila? And Lemayata, I'll bring you two big rayos where the Mishnah starts off Hakoil, and guess what? And that Hakoil does not mean Lechatchila, such as state in the Mishnah, beginning of Tamura, Hakol may mirin echad wanoshim v'echad hanoshim. Everybody can effect a Tamura. Tamura we've had many times. That means that you have two animals, one of which has already kedusha of a carbon, the other one is a chulin animal, and you want to transfer the kedusha from one to the other because you decided to go and change your mind. I don't want animal A, I want animal B, and therefore you try to do a Tamura. The Torah says you're not allowed to do a tamura. If you do it, you're over two isurim. Lo yachlifenu, v'lo yomer oisai, toyi bara oira betoiv. You're not allowed to, betunished. But what happens if he did it? Stay in the Torah of all Yehu, usmerosi, yiyah koidish. He's been 50% successful. The 50% is that he's been able to go and extend the Kedusha from animal A to animal B, but he has not been successful to remove the Kedusha from animal A, and therefore both of them are Kedoshim. Similar to a candle, that if one candle lights the other candle, but the first candle doesn't automatically go out, they both are now lit. So now both animals now have Kedusha. So the Mishnah, however, starts of Hakol Mamirim, and you told me that means Lechatchila anytime it says Hakol. Are you telling me? Lechatchilish is a double portion. No? Did you ever light one candle from the other? Anyway, are you going to tell me that Hakol Mamirim means everybody Lechatchil is allowed to be Mamir? Toi bera oira betoif. Toi bera oira betoif is referring to whether the animal happens to be a tam or a balmum. Meaning that for Shteitzach, I understand that if I have a Tam and I want to transfer the Kedusha to Balmum, that's a no-no. Come on. Starting off with a carbon which is kosher to be brought on the Mizbeach, and I want to transfer the Kedusha to a Balmum which cannot be brought on the Mizbeach. So of course that's no good. But the Mishnah tells us, the Pasuk tells us, Oira Betoiv, even if you want to transfer the Kedusha from a Balmum to a Tam, that you also cannot do. Of course, you can always take the Balmum and be poided and take money and buy a new carb.
That carb is losing its functionality.
Exactly. However, to go and do Khalif and it doesn't work. That doesn't work. I mean, you're over two Isur. Aha. So you see that it's not Mutter Lechatchila. And you started off the Gemara. Hakel Shochtin is Lechatchila. It's the whole Kashan Shkakashan. Hakel doesn't mean Lechatchila. Zokti Gemara, no. Hakel, of course, means Lechatchila. There the Mishnah uses the term Hakoil, and it's not noivis that a person's going to go and say, oh, betuduchnish, because the Mishnah itself continues on. What does the Mishnah say? Loisha adam rishoy lahamir elishim haymer mumar v'soyvik eswar boim. Oh, so that's what the Mishnah tells us. Mishnah starts with Hakol mimirin echad anoshim v'echad anoshim. Then the Mishnah continues on. Don't think that chuli levachas hakum imin lechetchila lo yishad of Rosh Hashanah. But if he did it, then it is effective the soifik esra. But by the fact that Rabbeinu Hakodesh felt that it's necessary to add these two lines, that's the best raya that the word hakol takim means lechetchila, and that's why the Mishnah have to say. But don't think bam. No, because otherwise, without these extra words lo yishad of Rosh Hashanah, it would takim mean lechetchila. So zok to Yimara. But I'll show you from somewhere else that also it says hakoil, and it's not lechatchila. El hakoil madichim in erochim noidrim v'nidarim. Mishnah beginning of Masechtas Erchin, Boshtei dot in the Mishnah that hakoil madichim, everybody can go and say erki alai or erich poini alai, and everybody can be the subject of that Erchin except lechayir a child less than 30 days old. And noidrim v'nidarim, everybody can be noid, everybody can be a nidar. What's the difference between an erich and a nidar? Everybody knows. In the parashas in the Torah, we state that by erchin there is a set amount. Whether the person happens to be a brain scientist, a rocket scientist, or the person happens to be a schlepper, if he happens to be a particular age and happens to be a particular gender, then the Torah gives specific amounts enumerated and delineated in the Torah. Means taka the value of that person to society. If he's a schlepper, he has a smaller value. If he's a rocket scientist, presumably he has a bigger value. Anyway, So the Maaseh steht on the Mishnah, Hakam Arich, and everybody can go and say, Erech Yelai, Erech Ploini Yelai, B'nei Rochen, Noit B'nei Dorim, Feitim Hochen Am L'Chachila, are you allowed to L'Chachila go and say, Erech Ploini Yelai, and make a Neder, Vaksib, V'chisech Thal Lindor, Lo Yieh B'chochei, the Torah tells you, the best thing is not to make Nidor. And if you stop making Nidorim, you won't have a sin. Uksiv, Toivash Alei Tidor, Mishatidav Alei Tashal, much better off, don't open your mouth, don't make pledges, don't make nedarim. Because unfortunately, it might turn out, tidav leit shalom, like is often the case, people make pledges, people go and say amounts, and after that, boom, they forget, and they don't bring it, and then you have tzuris. V'tanyish, they talk in the braisa, toy mizeh mizeh. You know the best madregi is, she'ena noider kolikr, divirameir. The best thing is don't make any vows, oaths, promises. You want to give tzedakah, write out the check, give the month on the spot. But don't start making promises in the Dorim for the future. As these are to me. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Toy Mizeh Umizeh, Noider Umeshalom. Rabbi Yehuda seems to disagree, because he says, the best thing is that one is Noider Umeshalom. Oh, so you can go and tell me that when the Mishnah says, Hakam Arichin, it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yehuda holds the Chachali Allah to be Noider Umeshalom. No. But for the Rabbi Yehuda, even if Yehuda agrees, Elab Oimer HaRezu, if he points to an animal, he says, you animal, you are now going to be my oiva, my shlamim. Says Rabbi Yehuda, that's the best. Why is that the best? Because he doesn't have a chrayis. If the animal gets lost, the animal dies, he's off the hook. Av Omar Hari Alai, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, loy, don't do that. So everybody agrees that you're not supposed to make a neder. Only problem is, what's this lashon that the Gemara says that toy mizeh mizeh, that he's noyder umeshalim? Is this the Rabbi Yehuda?
Rashi's too big.
don't worry.
Too much Rashi.
The Rabbi Yehuda says, "Toy mizeh umizeh noider umeshalim." The best thing is you should be noider. And then the Gemara says, "Yeah, but he's only talking about a case in Harizu. Harizu is not a case of noider. It's a case of a nedava, because the word neider in connection with karbonis means hari olai. When you want to go and say harizu, that's a case of a nedava." Says the Gemara. You know when Rabbi Yehuda said that the Toy Mizer is that the best is, he's Noider Umeshalim, only when he says Harizu, that's not Noider, that's Noidev. And in fact, that's why if you look at the top, Rashi on the Amid Beis, Zotach Rashi, the top two lines, Avel Omer Harilai Loi Dilma Pasha Vole Mekayim, V'hoch Mekmina Lo Ben Adarim, the Rabbi Yehuda Tani, don't learn Noider Umeshalim, but Noidev Umeshalim. So what does our mayor hold? That's the top toises, and yet Shem, that's for homework. Toises tells us in the Sechs and the Dorim, they're in fact two Lishoinis, exactly what the Machloikis is, but at least according to our Gemara, according to everybody, Nedova is okay, Nedorim is a no-no. And if it's a no-no, so why does it say in the Mishnah, Hakol Marichim and Erochim? Is the Charaya that Hakol is Lavdavka Lichatchila? So now the Gemara is going to the other extreme. Ah, so what have you just proven now? You're proving to me from the case of Tmura. You're proving to me from the case of Erchid.
It's my life in bringing in the Dharma and the Dovist first. Then using that as a proof for something similar.
Exactly. So now we're using it, punkt faker. We're going to try to bring a raya now that every hakoil is not lechad chila. What you just told me now is that when it says hakoil, it doesn't mean lechad chila. Ella. Hakol chayom mesukah. Everybody's mechuyev to go and sit in a sukkah. Hakol chayom mitzitzis. Everybody has to go wear tzitzis. Hachanami, you're going to tell me the lav lechadchila? Everybody knows avad lechadchila. You have to sit in a sukkah and you have to go and put on tzitzis. So Ibazoi, you're telling me it means lav lechadchila? So Timur, don't bring me a raya from hakol chayom. Chayoven loy kamin. If it says the word chayoven, hakol chayoven, a person is required. Required means lechadchila. There's no such thing as a requirement, b'diavad. Oh, if you did this or didn't do that, b'diavad, you're quiet. No, hakol chayov means avad lechadchila. So that's, no, don't bring me a raya from hakol chayov. But Frank, let me ask you from somewhere else. When you have kabbanis, we learned back in our previous mesechta, that is a din of smicha, that you have to put your hands on top of the carbon and do smicha. Aha. Well, interesting, it says here, Echad Hanoshim. I thought at the end of Masechtas Menachis, we had that it says Karbanoi, 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 and the Gemara learned to go and
exclude.
To exclude Noshim, that Noshim are excluded from the din of Smicha. And here it says Echra Noshim. So in fact, if you look, there's a Dalit here in our Gemara, bring us to the Maseres Hashas. Maseres Hashas says something fascinating. Zok the Maseres Hashas Dalit, that's in the fourth line. You know the fourth line?
Yeah.
Chipasnu b'chol ha-mekoymais. Mam gizucht gantz kol ha-teira kula. We went through Gantz Shas, Gantz Yerushalmi, Medrash Rabbah, Medrash Tanchuma. We even Googled it. And guess what? It doesn't say anywhere. Hakol Soimchen Echad Hu HaNoshem V'Echad HaNoshem. The Adrab, Ipcha Matzino. We found that the end of Masechtos Menachos that a woman should not do smicha. And in fact, if a woman does smicha, you have to be careful that it shouldn't be a din of mi'ila. Mi'ila means any time that you have hano'a from kodshim. So if a woman is going to go and be soimach her two hands, l'moshel and her korban oilu or korban chatas, so then if she's going to go and put it down with metal keches, then she's going to have hano'a, at least momentarily for a second or two or 5 seconds, that the bein is holding her up as she is putting her koyach on the animal. That's an iser of mi'ila. Man is allowed to do it because that's what the Torah says. Exerus akosim to smicha. But by women, it's asur. Vafila Rabbi Yosi Reb Shimon. Rabbi Yosi Reb Shimon say that we should go and do reich nichoyach, make the women feel good and not make them feel as second class citizens. We allow them to go and do smicha, but it has to be that you're just doing a symbolic smicha, not the chol koicham. Even according to them that allow smicha by women, any el rishus. They're allowed to. The lashon of Hakol Soimchen Echor Anoshim Yachon Anoshim sounds like Chachila. Yeah, women, come on, stand in line, everybody, come on, do smicha. You're not supposed to do smicha. Yeah, okay. Kedei lasis nachas ruach lebaleihen, and to the, that they should be happy with the husband happy with them, to go and instill more shalom bayis and marital stability. Yeah. Nachas ruach, fine. Abavada halucha lemaisa. The Chachila, they're not supposed to go and do smicha. B'diavad reshus. Okay, no. Say the Chanami, still the words Echad Anoshim Lechayre should be put in parentheses because, says the Maseres Hashas, we never found such a Gemar. Anyway, so Frank Dimariat, when it says Hakol Soimchem, Halchanami to Lav Lechadchila, you want to bring a raya from the case of Tamura, and even a better raya from the case of Nidorim and Erichim, that Hakol means not Lechadchila, but a state of Hakol Soimchem, Vaksiv, Vesamach Yadai, Venirza. The whole, not the entire Ritzi, but some of the Ritzi comes from the Smichas Yadayim on the Rosh HaKarbet. So, you can tell me, it's not Lechadchila? So, to Yomara, in Ikka Hakol Lechadchila, the Ikka Hakol B'diavad. What we have to conclude from this is that the word Hakol, there is no bottom line conclusive raya one way or the other. Some hakols are takel chetchila, some hakols are bidiyavad, and therefore that's why when we have the case of tamura, we have the case of nedarim and erchim, it's the yavad, and other places lechetchila, like by the case of hakol saimchim, so tamura hal hakol dehacha, so ibazoi. So the ma'isa l'chayr our kash is no longer a kash. What was the whole kasha? And Hakol d'hacha, we thought that is mimayd l'chadchilo, that it's a l'chadchilo. And if we take shiloch, we ask the kasha, because afterwards it's shchitos and kshayra, it's a chmash b'di'evet. Deal with the evet over like take shiloch. I have, b'ruch Hashem, the perfect edit. Hakol shochrin, b'di'evet. U'shchitos and kshayra, b'di'evet. No steer, everything is fine. On Malaysi said to him, no. What's bothering me not so much is the fact that I have a stira. What I'm upset about is anosh chitos and ksheira kashali. I'm upset about the next two words, chitos and ksheira. The what? Miniktani, chitos and ksheira is the yevet. Michalal da kol lechadchilahu. Since it says chitos and ksheira, that if they shechted, the chita is kosher. So then it sounds like lechadchilah nish. Michalal da kol lechadchilahu. Because since the Shchitos and Ksheira is kosher b'di'evet, then presumably the Hakol Shochtim, what is that coming to tell us? Is it coming to tell us also b'di'evet? D'i'di'evet, tied to the Evet Lamali. Why would the Mishnah have to start off two times b'di'evet? L'chadchila, not everybody should go and shecht. But b'di'evet, Hakol Shochtim, if most of the people shecht this, b'di'evet is okay. And you know what? Shchitos and Ksheira b'di'evet is okay. So you just repeated yourself twice for no purpose whatsoever. So that doesn't make sense either. So you notice at the very beginning of the Gemara, after we start right after the Mishnah, it said in the Gemara, Haku Shochtim, then it says Lechatchila, Shchitos and Ksheira B'diavad. There's an Aleph before Lechatchila, and that was the Bach. And the Bach takes that with the Chachma. Hakoshachdin, Ushchitas and Ksheira b'diavad. Therefore, why did he take out the word l'chadchila? So l'chadchila, when I started the Gemara, I didn't know why he took out l'chadchila. But b'diavad, after I learned this Gemara in the Amud Beis, I understood why he took out l'chadchila. Why? Because the Ikar Kasha was not, this is l'chadchila, and that's b'diavad. The Ikar Kasha is both of b'diavad. Why does it have to appear twice? Hakol shoftim. Ashkenaz and Kshayim b'diavad. So it's now, Meduyik, now we understand where the Bach is coming from. Anyway, bottom line is, why does it have to say b'diavad twice? So, al korchach, the first hakol is not a diavad. It's a l'chadchila. If it's a l'chadchila, then I'm back to square one. Is it l'chadchila? Is it l'chadchila? Is it b'diavad? What's going on over here? And now the Gemara brings the teretz of Rabbar Bar Ula. This is going to be the first teretz of, I think, six terutzim altogether. The Gemara tomorrow is going to bring another five terutzim. We're going to have a baya, mit Rava, mit Rav Ashi, mit Ravina, and Tzvei Shoynis and Ravina, Sitana Mietchem Levidik. Stay tuned for tomorrow's Gemara. But what is Rabbar Bar Ula's teretz today? I hope so. We're all hoping to be here tomorrow. Anyway, beginning back to Ma'amar Rabba Ula, Hachitani. Now Rabba Ula gives us the first real pshat in the Mishnah. And we start again the Mishnah. Hakul Shochdim. Who is that Hakart? Vafilu Tomei Bechulin. What happens if the Shoichet unfortunately is Tomei? Right. How did he get Tomei? The Gemara will discuss on the bottom whether he had Tomei Nez or whether he had Tomei Sheret, but he was Tomei. He was Tomei. And what I'm nervous about is that since the Shoichet presumably is not only holding on to the Sakin or the Chalif, presumably with the other hand he's also holding on to the Behema. Right. What's going to happen is, right after the Shechita, right after Yishach, then the behemoth is going to be susceptible to Mekabel Toma. Therefore, our Mishnah tells us, no problem. Even Lechatchila, the Shechit can go in Shech, even though there's a possibility, a strong possibility, that the animal is going to become Chulin, the flesh is going to become Chulin. I'm sorry, it's going to become Tomei. Thank you. Hakushochtan, even a Tomei is allowed to go and check the Chulin, even though the Chulin meat is likely to become Tomei. Thank you, Mara. What's the Chiddush over here? It's Tomei Chulin Maile Mema. So you're not allowed to go and eat Chulin that became Tomei. The whole problem in the Torah is about Chodshim, about Truma. Masa Shaini, but here you're talking about over here regular chulin. So chulin is tamei, so becomes tamei. Presumably, almost all of our chulin that we're eating today is tamei because we're all tamei. So ma kolarash. So tomorrow I'll tell you, we're not talking about regular chulin. We're talking about chulin shenas altaris akoyish. This is an individual who is a very meticulous and scrupulous individual that is careful that everything that he eats is always betaris akoyish. The reason why he does this is because this person apparently eats kodshim frequently, or at least frequently enough, that he doesn't want to have two standards. He doesn't want that his wife should say, well, today we're eating chulin. Okay, so then we don't have to be so careful. But tomorrow we're going to have a piece of shlomen. Oh, we got to be careful. We have to be more meticulous. No. He wants to always be on the highest degree and the highest standard of kedusha, v'tahara, etc., etc. Shizok Timore, you have a... You have a chulin with you, yeah. Oh, sure. Because otherwise, we have a goyish gemara, English gemara. Yeah, so Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Anyway, says Zok the Gemara Nachmul. Baruch Hashem. Oh, say it fine. Says it's a red gemara. It's a red zechven zichalai. So Zok the Gemara Nachmul. The chulin that we're talking about is not regular chulin. It's chulin shenas altaris akoydish. Because so about chulin shenas altaris akoydish, kikoydish tamei has the same status, just like kodshim. We're on the daunu days, like kodshim, and therefore since it's kikoydish, not mamish kodshim, it's kikoydish tamei, and therefore we tell the shoychet, you want to go and shech this chulin, but you happen to be tamei, be very, very careful. How should you be careful? Jacques Dimara, it's simple. Kate the voice of Vosel Etat. Maybe Sakir Ruchi should be a long chalef, 10 feet long, or whatever. The Shoichet Ba, and you can shecht with it. What's the benefit of having a long, long chalef? Therefore, he won't even have to get close to the Basar Kadesh La Yiga Be Basar. Who's going to hold?
Why can't you just hold, you have gloves? And it's no problem with Chatzitza with. chulin, even if Taltaras HaKodesh, there's no problem with the chatzitza.
So anybody that happens to be Tomei, if he wears gloves, then he doesn't transmit Tomei? Is that your suggestion?
If there's a chatzitza, I mean, I'm inquiring if there's a chatzitza
it's not going to help. If a person is Tomei, he's Tomei, even if he's wearing gloves.
Is it Tumas Hesses or something?
Yeah, nothing. Tumas Maga also penetrates through the
chatzitza. Okay.
It's a chatzitza for purposes of Tahara, but it's not a chatzitza for purposes of Tomei.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But anyway, so tomorrow, therefore, be careful.
He's not Makabal, he's just here.
He says so. He's not the Bagachir.
No, it's a kid. No, please, this will be tomorrow. Bring in the Kochim and say the Taharis and this will be. Anyway, it's getting back to the beginning of our Mishnah. So we said, Hako Shochtin Lechatchila. What's a Hako Shochtin? You have a Shoichir who's Tomei. He wants to go and Shecht Chulin. We say to him, Rabid, you can Shecht Lechatchila, no problem. But you have to take certain precautions. What are the precautions? Go and wash your hands and go and say a tefillah, hendi micham zimen, et yishechti machabrucha. But the important thing is, you should be careful to take a sakin arucha, not to go and touch the behemah, so the behemah should not become chuli lebachas tummy. Not that the behemah will become tummy when it's alive. As soon as the shechita is performed, then the behemah is no longer alive. The oichel is now, this behemah now flesh, is susceptible to makabel tuma, therefore, be careful. Be very, very careful. That's what we're going to tell him. Be extra, extra careful. But if he's careful, that's the case number one. Now, we still haven't answered Akasha. What about Shchitos and Ksheda? What is the Shchita Ksheda, which is Mashmid B'dievet? That's about Mikdashim. The same Shoichet who says, I'm so careful. I am wearing two levels of gloves. And have a sack and a rucha, which is as long as from here to Kanarsi. I'm going to be careful not to touch the basar. If it's chulin, even if it's chulin shenas or taras hakodesh, we allow him to shech lichat chila. But by kodshim lo yishchai, no, stay away. Shema yiga b'basar, because I'm noivis that by mistake he's going to go and touch the basar, and it's the kodshim. However, the imshacha, the oimer, what happens if he says, borili shaloi negati, I know for a fact I didn't touch the flesh, I was very, very careful. So now we have the first fully baked pshat in our Mishnah. When it says Hakol Shochtim is referring to a Shoichet who is Tamei. He wants to go and Shech Chulin Shenasu Al Taras HaKodesh. We say to him, Rabid, no problem. We're going to allow you Lechatchila to go and Shech. But take precautions. Make sure not to get close to the flesh. Lechatchila you can go and Shech. What does it say now, Shchitos Ksheda? If that same Shoich wants to go and check now Kodshim, we tell him, don't check the Kodshim, because we are nervous that he might cause the Kodshim to become Tameh. But what happens if he didn't listen, or he didn't know, and he went and he shechted it, and then afterwards we say to him, Rabid, are you Tameh? Yeah, grad, I am Tameh. Did you know this is Kodshim? Oh, I didn't know. Did you go and touch a flesh? Chuli levachas. I am to be a very experienced shoich, and I've been shechting for 20 years. I never touched the goods. I only touched the chalif. I didn't get close. Nothing to worry about, everything. If he says borili, we believe in therefore b'di'avet, shchitas and ksheira, in a case of kodshim.
Aha. Is it a rezav? So he's...
What happens if he's rezav?
So doesn't he impart too much?
To the sock, and the sock and impart it to the basar.
Okay, so the questions that you are asking are excellent questions, which Mitchum will be addressed at the bottom of the omit and the top of the omit.
Okay.
We're going to get to what form of tumah, whether he was a shechita, whether he was a tumas, whether he was a tumas sheret, a tumas zav, a tumas zava, a tumas balkeri, a tumas matzoira. We have a whole bunch of tumas. But you don't have to worry about it. We're only going to have tumah v'tara for about a minute or two. It's not going to be overriding over this whole sugya. Anyway, beginning back to Argwa. So therefore, I now not know that Shchitos and Ksheira means by Kodshim, don't check the Chetchela, but B'diavet, if you are careful, you say Borili, it's Shchitos and Ksheira. Now the Mishnah continues on. Chutz Micheirish Shoyte V'kon. However, there's a big exception to the rule in the Hakol Shochtin. Don't allow a Cheirish Shoyte V'kon until Shech the Chetchela. That Philip Echulin Grady, not only by Kodshim, even by Chulin, don't let them Shech the Chetchela, and even D'yavet Namiloi. And that's why the Mishnah says, Chitosim Ksheira, Chutz Mecheshet V'Kotten, that it's no good. Now why not? Why isn't it good? We're not talking about a Cheshet V'Kotten that was Tomei, talking about a Cheshet V'Kotten, Shem Yishu, Shem Yidrusu, V'Shem Yach Lidu. We're going to learn in our parak that there are five different ways that a Shoichet can check and passel with that way, five Isurim, five prohibitions, five mechanical ways that he shechs, which causes the behemoth to become treif. What are those five? Our Gemara only mentions three. Shemiyushu means that he takes a coffee break in the middle of the shechita. Shemiyidrusu means that he went and he put on pressure. He's supposed to go and shech just by the sharpness of the knife going back and forth without putting in pressure. Shemiyachlidu means that he goes and shechs in such a way that he goes in between the simanim and he goes fakert on the top and the bottom, which we'll see later on in our perek. We're missing two more. So Parshat Pshat is that the Gemara is only mentioning three out of five. However, the Tosis on the bottom, three Tosis from the bottom, says that the reason why we don't mention the other two, Hagrom of the Ikur, why are they not mentioned? The Chashin and the Minkar, because those two you can go and tell even after the Shechita is over. Mitchum will learn more about them, exactly what those things are, but you can go and tell what they are. Hagrom, I think, is if it's above or below the part of the zone, the shechita zone on the animal's neck. So if you do it too high or too low, so you could see that even after the shechita, if it's too high or too low. Good, especially if he shechted it, for instance, on the feast, then you know for sure he didn't get it in the right zone. So the point is, those two I don't have to go and believe him or ask him. Those two I can go and do my own inspection and I can check it out. But these three...
And Igor is tearing or something, ripping...
Exactly. Instead of shechting, you're ripping Mitchell, we'll see Mitchell. Anyway, so these three, Shem Yishu, Shem Yidrus, Shem Yachlidu, those you cannot tell after the fact. I don't know whether he took a coffee break or not. I don't know whether he put hadrasa. I can't tell whether he did one simon above the other simon, or the other simon first, and some the second. And Mitchell will learn more about this chalot later on. And therefore, don't allow them to go and do shechita, even b'diavet, it's possible. Now, the Mishnah continued on, the Kulin Sheshachtu, all those that shechted, and you have Achirim, Royin, Oysam, say in the Mishnah, then it's kosher. Hi, who is this Kulin Sheshachtu? Ilem Cheshet V'Katan, that's the Chayit of Parshat Pshat, because they're the only ones that are disqualified in our Mishnah. Cheshet V'Katan, even B'dievin, no good, no good. But if other people are watching, then it's okay. Frey Timur, Halokoi. After all, that's what we're talking about, Cheshet V'Katan. And therefore, if the Mishnah means to say that there's an exception to the rule by the Cheir Shoyt V'Katan, that sometimes it's kosher in B'dievet, when you have a Cheirim Royin Oysan, so the Im Shachtim Yiboylei, let the Mishnah just continue on. Let the Mishnah start off, Hakl Shachtim, Ushchitas and Kshayda, Chutz Mishayr Shoyt V'Katan, Shem Yikalkul, the Im Shachtim, but if they shechted, and a Cheirim Royin Oysan, then it's kosher. Why did it say V'Kula? Elisut Yimara L'Choyat Tami B'Chulin, going by a tummy b'chulin, that if the person was tummy b'chulin and a chayim roi noisa, then it's kosher. Say to him, that cannot be. We just got finished saying a moment ago that hakol shochten, that even a tummy shoichit is allowed a shech lechatchila. This is the roi and achayim roi noisa. V'yela tummy b'mukdashim. If you have a shoichit who is tummy and he's shechting kodshim, achayim roi noisa, then it's kosher. What do I need the Achim Roinoisan? The Barley Sagi. You just said a moment ago that if you have a Shoichit, who is Tomei, and he Shechted Kodshin, Lechatchila, don't Shech. But if he Shechted already, and we ask him, sir, were you careful? I was standing 50 feet away from the behemoth as I was shechting it. I had a sakin that was as long as from here to Brooklyn, and so therefore I was very far away. Barley Sagi. So what do I have to have other people Achim Roinoisan? If it went to lesser, come on, then he shayle. Editing a machta, pleita. In other words, after he finished shechting, he had to go to the local daf, and he didn't have time to stick around. And unfortunately, nobody had cell phones. They didn't have emails. They didn't have faxes. They didn't have texts. And they couldn't go and scream because, unfortunately, they had laryngitis. And therefore, there was a big problem. Anyway, so they weren't able to go and find and track him down. Did he go and touch the kodshim or not? But the good news is that Yankel and Beryl happened to be standing there. And after the Shoichet checked, they said, wow, what a professional Shoichet here. What a job. I've never seen a Shechita like this in my life. So gewaldig. And you know what? He didn't even get close to the behemoth. I can't believe it. Every other Shoichet is touching the animal there, and he was far away. Oh, so that's what the Mishnah comes to tell you. That if he's unavailable to go and ask, V'kulin Sheshachtu, all of those Tmeim that ever Shechted Kodshim, and they're not around to go and say, Borili Shloinagati, if Achim Roy Noisan, and they notice that he didn't go and touch it, then the shechita is kshera.
So it should be tahar. It should not kshera. Lashon, the question, not a question of kosher or not. It's a question of tahar.
So let me ask you a question. Why are you asking that at the end of the Mishnah? Why aren't you asking that on the first line?
Because we got this answer now. It's a question of tahar tameh, not a question of kosher.
I understand, but that question is already five lines ago.
Okay.
I'm asking shechita kshera legabe the kais of kachim. If the koyin, not the koyin, if the shoychet was tameh, and unfortunately he touched it, then it would become tameh. On the other hand, if it's barley, then it's kosher, then it's tahar. So it should have said over there already,
yeah.
So presumably, since we're talking about kachim become tameh, what happens with them? They're no longer kosher. It's not that they're not kosher in the sense of kosher
mechanically,
and right.
Mechanically.
You can't eat it. Anything you can't eat. Just like today, if a person goes and sees musachol, it's treif. It's not treif. Nobody went and shechted the animal incorrectly, or if they found that there was a piercing of the lung, or the so that colloquial term, we say it's your kosher, it's treif. Treif has a much body. You go into the supermarket, you see this lobster that's swimming around. Hey, that's treif. It's not treif. Now that I go and eat it, it's a non-kosher animal. It's a tamei, maybe it's a fish which is tamei, whatever. But we use the term colloquially. See, too, when he's saying the word ksheira, means can you eat it, can't you eat it? Good.
So this is Rukun's chapter is not going on the
ksheira
and taka. What if ksheira shut and cut and did do it and chayim on the
show? Yeah.
According to our mission's
buffers,
under all circumstances. Zokti Mora Vela Atom Vodoshim Mibarli Sagi and for the Mora the lesser come under the Shaila. Freiti Mora. Okay, so now we can put two dots over here.
Just translate the last phrase. The lesser come on the Shaila.
The lesser come on means he's not standing in front of us. The Shaila, then we should ask him.
Thank you.
Since he's not around, so we ask the Achirim Roy Noisim. Good. Put down two dots. We have now concluded the first pshat of six pshatim that we're going to have in our Mishnah. So Hakol Shochtin is talking about Tomei Bechulin Shnas Al Taras HaKodesh, even the Chetchila, but be careful. However, if he wants to go and check Kodeshim, don't check Kodeshim. But what happens if he did check the Kodeshim? We ask him, did you touch it? I didn't touch. Did he have Shkitasik Shem? The Chodeshim Shem Shem Cotton, you can stand on your head, you can teach him, do whatever. No good, because Shem Vachas Shem Shem Yikalkalu, by one of these things, Yishu, Yidrisu, or Yachlisu. Then he said, Bechulin Shishochtu, Echen Roy Noisa. We're going back to the case of the Tomei that shechted Kodeshim, that if he is no longer around, that we should ask him, your Tanish, but other people witnessed it, and they say, yeah, it was fine, it was good. Then Shkitosim Shem. So with this, we concluded that shekel. But now the Gemara is bothered by the Chayra, if the whole focus of our Mishnah is Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, that the Shaykh is Tomei, and it's Merchulim, not the Chayra Kodesh, in Kodeshim, so Vukim Testorayim, Freyti Mora, the Chayra have another Mishnah that we learned back in Masechta Zvachim not too long ago. Hai Tum Mugdashim, Mihach HaNafka, Mihasa Nafka. What's the Hasam? State in the Mishnah, Kol Hapsulin Sheshachtu Shchitasan Ksheira Sheashchita Ksheira. Now we're talking about Shchita of Kachim. This is a Mishnah of Braisa in Masechta Zvachim. Kol Hapsulin Sheshachtu, if they shechted, it's okay. Because Shchita is Ksheira Bizarim and Benoshim. Oh, this is the Tosis quoting it back on the Amud Aleph. You weren't with us at that point. The Tosis in the Amud Aleph quoted from Zvachim Daf Lamed Aleph. It's really our Gemara here in the Amud Beis that even women are allowed to go and check. Whilst you were away, we heard Reb Eliyahu telling us about Reb Sender Besitzki Zuchan Lebracha and about how they found that in Italy they used to allow women to go and check before the war, and then they came after the war. Anyway, if you're interested in both the details, you can ask Reb Eliyahu after the shir, the fascinating story that he told us about Italy and Italian shochtos. But getting back to our Gemara now, so it says that even women can shecht, even kachim, uba'vodim, ubitmayim, even a tummy. Vafilo, bikachikudishim, not only kachim kalim, even by an oila, even by a chatas, even by an osham, kachikudishim. Ubavad, be careful, shleyutmayim, noyim bebasas. So, ibazoi, so the very halacha that you're telling me is in our Mishnah is already spelled out in the Zechta Zvachim. Why do we have to repeat it? Twice. Yes, good, Kifrei?
Yeah.
Good. Every more hachi iker. Awesome. I did a ton of sharp. So, I'm done and I mean, bimukdashim. After all, look back at that Mishnah. That Mishnah first says, ksheira, bizarim, ben hoshim, ba'avadim, and bitmayim. In other words, since we're giving a list of potential psulim, people that normally I would think are possible to go and check, and we say, no, zarim are okay, and noshim are okay, by the way, so we get tmeim as well. However, that's only derech agav. Here it's telling us we're now starting off Hilchei Shechita, and we want to know who is allowed to shecht, who's not allowed to shecht. Well, it depends. If it's chulin, everybody across the board. If it's kodshim, then if the person is tamei, we tell him lechatchila don't shecht. We did the evidence. If he was careful, then it's okay. So that's teretz number one. But you say mahasim ikar the mekarchim koy. After all, mesachtes vachem. That's the granddaddy of kodshim. The mekar of kodshim. Since we're starting off our Mishnah that everybody's allowed to go in Shecht, and who's that everybody that includes a Tommy is allowed to go in Shecht? Chulin? So then the Mishnah tells us parenthetically, but one second, don't jump to conclusions. That since we tell him to take all precautions, not to go and touch the flesh, so probably that will help as well the Gabi Karchim. No. With all the precautions, don't go in Shecht. If you did shecht in the oven, and it turns out that you were careful, okay. But lechatchila, don't go and shecht. So therefore, the focus over there is the kachim. The focus over here is the chulin. I did the tana tana b'chulin, tana nami tana b'mukdashim. Good. So now we've entered the kasha. Why do you have to have two mishnayis to tell us the same halach? And now we're going to address the questions that people were agitating before. That was, of course, Brother Shai and Barry and everybody else wanted to know, what type of tummy are we talking about? Hi, tummy de itme mamai. How did the shaykhim become tummy? Eleve de itme bim mes. Are we talking about that he became a tummy tumas mes? If that's the case, bachal cherub omrachmana, cherub hariu kecholo. Ava tumuhu, letami le sakin, the ozo sakin, betemisa le bosor.
France is the tumor.
Oh, so what's the kasha? As we know, when it comes to tumas mes, as a gewaldige chiddush, normally by all tumas, it always goes down in descending order. You start with an ava tumma, it touches a person, it becomes a risha le tumma, he touches a machal, it becomes a shein le tumma, etc., etc. However, the gabi tumas mes is a special bit. It says the pasuk b'chalal cherev, oy b'chalev. Why push take the lashon of pasuk? Now, chumul, we have a bitur shalom from the shenid beautiful new gemaras that were sponsored and donated by Yitzchak Rechava Reb Dubin, who is very successful now in running a very smooth, beautiful convention. And what does it say? Peaceful. Number two, b'chol ashe yigal pnei asod b'chalal cherev oy the mace oy the etzim odom oy the cover. What's this lashon b'chalal cherev? Kol ashe yigal pnei asod b'chalal. A person who's nebucha chol means nebucha corpse, a dead person. Oy, the mess, in other words, a person that didn't die as a result of trauma, we die naturally, we had some other, we touch bones, etc. So the question is, why does it have to say b'chalal cherev? And if the person was a halal because nebuch, he was killed by a bullet, or because he was ripped apart by an animal, toraf yosef, what was halal cherev? So I learned from the halal cherev that cherev hari hukachol, which means a normal tumma that you have, a sheretz and a veil, a zav, etc., are all called avoisa tumma, an avatumma. There's a special granddaddy of tumma that is by a mess, which is called an avi avoisa tumma. Chas v'shalom, a corpse of a person, or chas v'shalom, a person died, and somebody goes and touches that corpse, that individual that never passed away, the mess, is an avi avoisa tumma. And someone who touches him, he becomes an avatum. And that person, if afterwards he touches people or he touches foods, etc., then they all become rishon letumis, and so on and so forth. But there's a special din of chalal cherev, that if a piece of metal, such as a cherev, it doesn't have to be dafka cherev, but a long sakin, for instance, that we're talking about over here, any klei matches, if they were to go and touch the original mess, they also get the status of avi avoisa tumah. And not only that, if the person who passed away, let's say we'll call him Smith. Smith passed away. And now Yankel touched Smith. Now Yankel becomes an avatum. What happens if Yankel now touches a sakin? Then the sakin also becomes an avatum. Because it's halal hariyuke cherev. Cherev hariyuke cholol is not only a din by the original mess by Smith, but also applies to the person who touched Smith. At this avatum, who touches now a sakin, the sakin doesn't become a shiny l'tumah, it also has the same status of a rishon l'tumah. Good, so what happens now? And now this sakin is going to go and touch the basar, and the basar is going to become tummy, it's going to be a shiny l'tumah. In fact, if it was kodshim, like we're talking about, it can even become a shlishi l'tumah. So says the Gemara, what does it help that the shoychin was careful and took all precautions? He stood 50 feet away from this behemah and he used a sakin which was 100 feet long. That doesn't help you because the sakin became tameh and the sakin is going to be metameh the basar anyway. So how does that help? That's a kasha.
He was the person who touched Smith. He's the avatar. He's an avatar. So the Sakim becomes
an avatar. Right. And now it's Shech for me. I mean, he's going to become a Shemi.
A Shemi. So he's an Av, so he's the Rishon.
The Av would normally cause the Sakin to become a Shani. But guess what happened?
I'm sorry.
It would normally cause the Sakin to become a Rishon.
Okay, so we're good now.
Yeah, but here we're saying that the Sakin is going to be also an Avatumah. And Avatumah is going to go and check the animal. The animal is going to go become now a Rishon Letumah. Right? If I said something differently, I'm sorry. Again. The mess is an Avi Avoisatum. The Shaykh who touched the mess is an Avatum. Because of Cherev Hari Kucholo, if he touches now the Sakin also remains an Avatum. And the Avatum is going to go and check this animal. The animal is going to become a Rishon Letumah. And therefore we got a big problem. But now.
Any clean metal.
The handle doesn't help.
So the handle doesn't help. Maybe the handle of here was also made out of metal. Wait. I was bothered by that question too. But you're saying maybe it's made out of wood. Good thing. But now we have another.
Yadakli is the same thing.
And also wood, if it has a clay, kibble is a kli, is a Taurus kli, so it wouldn't be.
But the din of Cherev Hari Kachol only applies to matnas, it doesn't apply to wood. Anyway, so bottom line is. Says our Gemara L'Choyra, how does it help that he didn't touch the Pasa? Now the Gemara on the surface is Abyssal a Pella. Why is it a Pella? Why do we have to come on to this Cherev Hari Kachol? Let's say there was no such thing as Cherev Hari Kachol. So let's start from the beginning. We have the Masses of Yavoy Satum. The Shoichid is now an Avatum. He now goes and touches the Sakin, and the Sakin now knows it of Hari Kachol. Becomes a Rishon. The Rishon touches the Basa. The Basa becomes a Sheni. A Rishon can go with Matam the Basa. That's not a problem. So you don't even need to come on to this Cherev Hari Kachol. Right? Anyway, it's not my Kasha. Rashi asks this Kasha. Look at the Rashi, the first of the narrow lines. See the first of the narrow lines? You don't really need that. Let's assume that you don't have Cherev Hari Kachol, the Sakin is a Rishon. The Basa Shiny. And the Rabusa come, he wants to tell you, Chidush Tafil Rishon Havi Hai Basa. Not only is it going to become a Shiny, it's even going to become a Rishon Letoma. So bottom line is, what does it help that we say that he's going to stay away from the Basa? He could stay away 50 feet. It's going to become Tomei anyway.
Anyways, what?
Sorry?
Barry
asked the Kasha already half an hour ago. Avni Mara Ella de Itmi Bebasa at Zitmi Besheret. He was not a Tummy to Mesmes, he was only Tummy to Meshet. Okay, so let's make the same Chayt now. The Sheret itself was an Avatum. It touches the Shaykh, the Shaykh becomes a Rishon Letoma.
It doesn't say
Buddhist. A Rishon is not Metami, or the Mekalim, it's only Metame.
Oichlin
a Mashkin. So as long as he's careful not to touch the Basa, we're okay. It's okay. Everybody's happy, yeah? Again? Hey, the Sheret is an Av. It touches the poison becomes a Rishon. A Rishon can't be Metame or the Mekalim. It can only be Metame Oichlin or Mashkin. So therefore, just stay away from the bus and everything is fine. That's shot number one. Ebo Yisaimel Oyelam Didmi Mess or Takiotimus Mess. We're talking about that the Sakin was not a Sakin Shel Matchis. But it was a Bodak Krumi Shel Kana Vishachet Bar. He went and took a very, very sharp reed. And it was so sharp. It was as sharp as a razor blade, as a knife. And he shechted with it.
So you can tell.
It's not a clean matras. You could shecht bein betzur even with a very sharp stone, bein beschuches even with glass, bein mekrum yeshokana or such a sharp reed. So what's the status of the sharp reed? So let's look at the Rashi. Very, very long Rashi here in the middle of the Yom Krum yeshokana. It's not mekabel tuma. It's not mekabel tuma.
Can't you say he had a handle then? It'd be better than that. It's a handle on
that was Dr. Goldfarb's shayla. L'chayre, if it has a handle, it has to have a kli kibble, because otherwise that is a sakin fit in. Good. Right. Anyway, so bottom line is what our Gemara has told us. Baruch Hashem.
She doesn't need the kibble because you can take the handle and connect it to the knife with
a rope. Okay. Anyway, bottom. bottom line is what our Gemara talks about. What the Gemara doesn't talk about, you can look at Mepharshim. What the Gemara does talk about is that he used either a sakin, and is talking about a situation where he was only Tomei Sheret, or he used a Krimi Shulkana, and he was even a Tomei Nes, because as long as it's Krimi Shulkana, it's not Mekabel Tomei Pshut Kriyat, and therefore you have to just be careful, don't touch the flesh of the animal. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai Zagim.